When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find precious joys in married clay, turning sinners into saints. And I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever after. Listen, for you've shown me heaven's my true home when it's all been said and done. You're my life when life if our hope is only in this life, whether you like what I'm saying or not, a day will come when your wisdom will be tested. It will not be tested by an exam. It will be tested by a transition. The wise ones are the ones who will still stand, whether or not they are in this realm. Listen, this is the reason why we continue to introduce people to Jesus. It's not that we are guilty of not being evangelists. No. When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hands, impossible becomes possible. When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hands, impossible becomes possible. Don't let the job situation intimidate you. Don't let the pride of men intimidate you. Just make sure that at all times your hands are on his hands. He says, I have engraved you in the palm of my hands, and step by step you will watch God lift you, level by level. Listen, my life is a testimony of what happens when God holds a man's hand. When you hold God's hand, it's a good thing. But when he holds your hand, when you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hands, impossible becomes possible. Supernatural exploits, a product of the hand of God upon a man. The Bible says, and the hand of God was upon, it came upon Elijah. When you do normal and natural things, it's not worthy of commendation, because that's what men do. But when your life produces a result that only God can produce, it is proof that you are assisted by a divine hand. You need to strengthen your connection with God. There's a peace that I have in spite of all the sadness that surrounds me. And these things in my heart only comes alive every time I hear your voice. Comes, it comes alive. There are some of you who are doctors here. Look at me. Young people now are depressed over nothing. It's because they have not had this message. You see people wrinkled, you guess and say you are 40. Say, no, I just clocked 28. What has added your age like that? The trouble that continues to disturb people. I need to make it. I'm not teaching you to be irresponsible, but hear me, you will die for nothing. And the world will bury you and keep moving. You need to learn to come to a point where you say, hey, shut the door at every trouble and everything and find rest. He leads me beside the still. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I just wanted to sing that point. From beginning to the end, Alpha, Omega, God, forever. I'm with you for the long run. I'm not with you for 10 years. I'm not. Have you seen people that you meet and you say, I used to know you? And they'll tell you, well, those days, FCS or SU or something. Say, now, the reality of life has made us to go. Where did you go to? Jesus looked at the disciples and said, will you also go? He said, to whom shall we go? No matter what happens in your life, please always make sure that you are on God's side. Guarantee that you are safe. Are we blessed? The first priority in a man's life is your relationship with God. Number two, the second most important priority in your life, worth dying for, worth living for, worth sacrificing for, is your family. Family is a very important thing in the sight of God. Family is a very important thing in society. Hallelujah. Family life is very important. The most important unit of society is family. Society is full of all kinds of institutions, religious institutions, judicial institutions, commerce centers for commerce, but the most important unit and institution in any society is family. Someone say family. What is the purpose of family? Why is family important? I will give you two reasons. Number one, your family in most cases will be your greatest support and motivation system. Put it this way, your greatest support and motivation will almost always come from family. Family will generally provide you the greatest support system and the greatest motivation. Why is family important? Because your family, both nuclear and then extended, your family will usually, not in all cases, but in most cases, will be the last place that you can fall back on when all fails. No matter what you become or don't become, you are almost sure that no matter what it is, family will be your greatest support and will be your greatest motivation. Listen, from scripture, there is no guarantee that you have indefinite support and motivation anywhere. The strongest support system and the strongest motivation system in your life will almost always, there are very few exceptions, but almost always be family.
That video you watch now, at least maybe you enjoy it. It's you I do it for. So as you finish, subscribe down. Nobody is collecting money from you. As you watch, at least just click on the button and subscribe. It's free, free of charge, Joe. Help us, Joe.